Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
We back, you know what I mean? What's up, Roxy?
Okay. Hello.
You got another episode with Roxy done up. Okay.
That's what I'm doing, my nails.
You did your nails?
I just glued
Lulu them. Gets surprised every episode.
I really, because
you don't know what we usually get. Don't let this fool you.
I'll be pulling up.
Crust. Roxy will come through in a sports bra and a hoodie. My hair is like on a slant. She be sitting there eating eggs and salmon and just be like, what up, y'all? Like,
yo, listen, this is not her normal. Roxy looks like she normally comes on here like we are doing community service. Like we
forcing her to be here.
Bro, stop laughing because he know I used to do the same shit on gaming. I just will pull up. I'm like, we feel
like it's an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. You know what I'm saying?
And Mike, Roxy for a couple of months, she was staying in a cottage. Not a guest house.
Peg gonna say it looked like I was living in an omelet.
I remember that.
Cottage. She has seven dwarfs as neighbors. It was a mattress.
One time, just take a porridge and shit.
I missed that cottage. It was nice. I'll be waking up to flowers.
No, this is all a surprise for me. This is all a like, go ahead, bitch. Go.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be trying sometimes. Go. Just a little bit. Just a smidge.
I'm going to hold you to a new standard now.
No. That's why I don't be doing it.
Nah, yo.
Because now this is expected. Now I'm coming back next time, Mo Krusty.
Don't do that.
Keep that bar low.
That should be the name of your special.
Keep more that bar
crusty.
Low.
No, more crusty.
More crusty. And we need
keep
more
it crusty,
crusty.
B.
Keep it crusty.
But I used to do my makeup all the time, but then people expect it every time. And then
we're creatures of habit.
And then
if you
don't
present
think like,
yourself
okay?
one way, we're going to ask you if everything's okay at home when we see you another way.
Yep.
See, now y'all asking me, is everything okay at home now?
Because this is not the norm. This is
nah,
not the
you
norm.
Growing up. See, this is revenge, like revenge body, revenge makeup. Like somebody pissed her off and she was like, watch.
Oh, you think a bitch can't dress?
Yeah, you think a bitch can't have a beat face?
You know what I'm saying? I'll be doing.
You see me in these Chucks with no shoelaces? You think I ain't got no clothes?
I just took the laces out. Why are you in my house? It's an aesthetic. It's a relatable aesthetic.
Roxy be in the gym. She bring her own chalk. She be chalking up her hands. She don't use no gloves. She just lift them.
Because you want to perfect your grip. Gloves are a crutch. You want to build your grip so that
Roxy,
you can properly.
You've been doing hand jobs for the last 12 years. I think you perfected the grip, baby girl.
I'm mad you went like this too. You went. Hey.
She likes to outdo herself. She likes to.
Well, I just do one. Look.
Hey, you get the more bang for your buck. Why is it up here though? In my eye.
Those were hot dogs for Tahir. What are you talking about? He was like,
yeah, get Roxy. That's crazy.
that's how Lulu take her Tims off her nigga. She put the shoelaces in them all.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Lulu don't let you untie your shoes.
Oh, to hear. Right.
You untie your shoes?
Take that shit off. Here, I hate that so much. I don't know why the little feet just upset me so.
Oh, shit, man.
Hey, go start your little show, man. Go start your little show.
Let's start out your here,
show. Man. Don't do that, dude, man. Come on, man. That's our relationship, man. We're the brother and sister right under each other age wise because you can always.
Oh, honey. Oh, come on, nails.
I'm telling mom.
That's cute. That was cute.
Go ahead and say something. Say something if you want to.
Oh my god.
Say something. Say something.
Lulu, the type of big sister, she don't want to punch you so it don't leave a mark.
Exacto mundo. Right in your fold.
If you punch a kid right underneath their underarm or behind their knee, where the fold is, it leaves no marks.
Right in the fold. Lift up a roll real quick.
Oh,
wow. You're the type of sister to just turn you upside down for no reason.
Shake you.
Come out your pockets.
Run your pockets.
She wakes you up by just pulling your legs off the bed. She just snatch you off the bed by your legs and like, wake up, bitch. She be like,
no. I used to do that to my nephews when I would come home. I'd be playing with them and I'd just turn them upside down and shake their pockets.
Yeah, Lulu, you a serial killer, bro. We got to get you a therapist. We need some hugs going on.
Send you some flowers, Lulu, every week.
I would love that. That would make me so happy, Mike.
And put a plant right there beside the TV.
That's what we need. We need some plant. I'm gonna tell you what, man. I remember one time me and Farron were going to Joshua Tree for her birthday. We're gonna spend a couple days out there for her birthday. And the trip took hella long because we left during traffic. So the trip off that took like 3.5 hours. And then when we got there, I couldn't get in because the instructions weren't clear. It was on one of those like keypad doors. And you have to press something before you press the code. And I just was pressing the code. So I tried to call the person whose property was. They didn't answer. I called Airbnb. They trying to walk me through it. I'm like, bitch, I know how to press numbers on the keypad. Like, it was I'm doing who? What the instructions said.
Get it in the way.
You say what? Wait, she said my hoof kept getting in the way.
Pressing multiple buttons. It's not gonna work.
Him having a hoof gave me the image of him being a centaur. A centaur, you know what I'm saying? A half man, half horse. Yo.
The point being is, by the time I got on the phone with the property manager and they told me how to do it, I got in. We were like hella frustrated, like just beyond belief. But we opened the door and they had like a wall, like how my shelving is. They had a wall like that, just full of plants. And it was smaller shelves and it was like succulents and all type of stuff. But it was just like a wall of greenery. And like instantly my energy and my attitude changed just by walking in there and being around all of those plants. So I'm a big believer in like plants soothing and just increasing the quality of life. Mm-hmm. Especially in those type of situations. So
I used to have plants, but I ain't have a home and they all died.
So you want some succulents?
Huh?
You want some succulents?
All she heard was suck.
Right.
And I was like, Roxy, I don't go that way. I know I'm kind of tough and shit, but
do you want some succulents?
You want some suck on your lips? That's what we're doing.
Yeah, you be acting different when you put makeup on, Roxy. Like,
you want some suck on your lips? It's crazy. No, it's the dude down the street that be making, that be putting succulents together for the look.
Really?
Yeah, you want some succulents?
Hey, I'll take it. That sounds delicious.
Today. Can we just call them indoor plants?
Would you like an indoor plant?
Yes, I would love an indoor plant.
It's an indestructible plant. Succulents, you gotta leave. They don't die?
I killed a cactus. They could die.
I killed the cactus too.
Yeah, I didn't know they could die.
Hey, what the fuck is wrong with y'all, bro?
Like, it fell off the table and then I forgot it was there and then it died. You're stupid.
You know you can get sunspots on your plants too. I didn't know that. Yeah. You know? That's like where they basically get a sunburn.
Because plants ain't meant to be in like pure sun all the time.
Yeah, not all the time.
I fucked up two plants on my balcony, man. I'm so mad. I thought I was gonna be doing it, yo. Two plants, just one struggled, yo. It just kept getting sunburns. It had a brown leaf and a green leaf, yo. And I just,
what plant
man,
was it?
It's a what you call it, a dragon weed? Palm.
A no, white it wasn't plant. Weed.
Dragon palm. It's like a little palm tree type of thing.
Oh, I think he's supposed to rotate those, and they're not supposed to be in direct.
Are you a plantologist, Roxy?
So when I be after I killed that cactus, I started studying because it was
after I murdered him.
After my first murder, I was like, I can't
Dexter plants.
Yeah, I was like, I can't live like it was. People was like literally calling me a murderer. I had posted a video on it. People like you. Bitch, you suck. How you kill a cactus? I really was feeling bad. So yeah, I got my herbs and stuff now. I have been studying. It is
yeah, I want a succulent.
I bet, pervert.
And who this man that's making these succulents?
He ugly, but
oh, never mind.
Yeah, he's real ugly. But
nah, Lulu, you
been there before.
I choose to learn from my mistakes, Brody. You know that's the problem. Can't repeat the cycle. You
but
know?
You know what? After someone ugly, everybody started to look really good. That's
kind of came up.
That's why you got to take a minute to be like, yo, let me chill. Let me reevaluate myself.
It's like a control group. My friend said that if you smash an ugly junk, you get your points back. You know what I'm saying? Like you're allotted a certain amount of points in your life. You know what I mean? And sometimes you gotta give back to the universe. So smashing an ugly person means that on your next go round, it's gonna be an attractive person. So don't ever feel like, oh, I did it for nothing. Nah, you're getting your points back.
So if you smash three uglies in a row, then you get three fine right after that. Like how's it?
You're gonna
you
be
get
on
one
fire.
Super fine.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're gonna be on fire.
Like so, ooh. If I smash like three uglies, I'll get Michael B.
Yeah,
it's a good trade.
We used to have a thing called Lower Your Standards Mondays, and it was the only day of the week that we could smash any girl, and it didn't matter how they really looked, and we wouldn't even question it.
So how'd you do it, based off of personality?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of usually what you have when you have face, you know what I mean? You kind of have a tremendous amount of personality.
I don't think you understand,
this sounds like the most Kappa shit I've ever heard in my fucking life.
That's real Kappa shit.
That's real Kappa shit. Lower your standards Monday?
No, but this was before I was a Kappa. This is when I was in
just in regular life?
Early high school.
That's
no,
why
this
you
was my...
You was predestined.
If we didn't egg a house one weekend, we'd have lower your standards Monday.
Too much
like,
time, dog.
Did you hold these meetings in Starbucks?
We'd literally be outside on the curb. Shout out to Alan and Ronan. Y'all know what time it is.
Don't incriminate them. Was
the like, hey, don't say my name, nigga. What the fuck is...
No, not you,
my
man.
Wife ain't no.
They married. They married right now. They don't need that.
No,
Dad, you were out here doing smash ugly bitch Monday. Like, that's
a... Lower your standards.
You'll be like, wait, you Monday. Made me on a Monday.
Oh.
Mike, one of their wives right now looking at this video on their phone like, so what the fuck is this?
We only go out on Monday.
We used to have, there was a movie theater that there was the one, if you had a banger, a baddie, you take it to there was a movie theater in Silver Spring, Maryland. It was called The Majestic. That was the one that you wanted to show off your date. There was a long escalator ride up. Everyone could see you going up to the stadium seating. Now, if you didn't have the joint that you wanted to show off, you take it to this one other one called the Center Park. Center Park only had 8 active theaters, 7 would work, 7 would usually work at a time. And it was just flat, you know, flat movie theater. Nobody will see you. Nobody will see you go in there. Nobody can see you come out. You know,
it
was dark.
It don't matter what theater you take it to. If you take it to the Late Show, then that's the theater. That's the time you go to. That's what you do with the that's prime time, 7 o'clock chicks.
Yeah,
or dates in
but
general.
But this was extra
and
careful because we knew people wouldn't go to this movie. Like this was a movie theater. Like you had to really make a decision
like
to
go
off
theater.
The beaten path to go
yeah.
there. Like
yeah.
the only people that be there was the employees and you and your date. Usually, you know, but
and also you gotta let them think that they're actually a good date. You know, you can't let them know that they're not the chosen one. You gotta be like, yeah, we still gonna go out during regular people time.
Talking like they're the golden child.
We look, man.
That's terrible.
Well, listen, this is about as good a spot for us to jump into the first topic. But before we do, shout out to our special guest today. We got Mike Dam back in the building, Brandon Brody, and of course, we got Roxy Hayes with the OG Squad. We got me and Lulu Gonzalez. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
All right, first topic of the day on this Christmas episode, we have, what is the better Christmas movie? We got Home Alone versus A Christmas Story.
What? No, you can't do that.
Why not?
That's easy.
That's not even a debate.
Christmas Story, 8 foot.
What are you talking about?
It got Christmas in the name.
No, no, I just don't like it. It's not a great...
Meatloaf, beatloaf, double beatloaf.
Hey, when he licked the pole, that used to scare me. I ain't gonna lie, that used to scare
me. You can still buy that lamp today. You still can find stores that sell that lamp, like Novity, obviously, but you still can find it right now.
I just feel like
I love old fashioned bullying. You know, I love the nature of like real Christmas. Like,
but what?
Christmas Story,
that's two different things, Lou. That's two different completely.
The Christmas Story is an all-around great Christmas movie in general. It shows you everything a child back in the day was going through. He's going through bullying. He really wanted his rifle. He had to go solve a fucking problem. Like, he had bullies. He had to impress Santa. He had an abusive dad. Like, relatable.
Home Alone wasn't relatable. Yeah,
like, that's what I'm saying. It's relatable, but it's not movie worthy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, oh, I went to the gym today. I ate porridge. You know, nobody want to see a movie.
It was a slice of life Christmas story. Yeah, yeah, I wanted to see.
Relatable. You never put marbles on the ground to trick a crook.
Relatable. of how
your family never left. You went to Florida for a whole week.
I feel like A Christmas Story was for like people a little bit older, but people like right in this age demographic, Home Alone is the movie.
Christmas.
Like, I love Home Alone. I love both movies. That's why I'm saying this is difficult. I think both are really great movies.
I never knew what Kevin McAllister's parents did to afford that fucking house. Because that's the shit that we don't talk about.
Everybody in the 90s was in marketing.
Yeah.
You're hired.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy. Three-story house with the
basement. That was nice. It was
with
nice.
Lights. With lights.
And it had an attic. It had an attic, too.
At the attic.
A functioning attic.
And a garage. They had a garage, too.
That was a big ass house. They had a lot of kids. Wait, how many kids was it? Was it two?
But they didn't all live there. They were
The family.
He had a brother.
It was the brother, and wasn't it a sister, too?
He had two brothers and a sister, or two sisters. I think it was like four or five of them.
You know what I'm saying? That's still
a lot of kids in that
house. One wets the bed. One was the bed wetter. One was the
buzz. That was the cousin.
Old head.
Butch with the spider.
Yeah.
The red-headed brother. The dark-headed sister. The blonde-headed sister.
But some of them was cousins.
Yeah, some of the cousins, they had spent the night off over there because they were all leaving in the morning.
The one who peed the bed was his cousin.
That was his cousin, who was played by his real brother.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's his real little brother. The one who's cooking, like,
right?
Yeah, the one who's an Emmy Award winner now.
I love him. He was always
Macaulay Culkin was recently on
he had two brothers.
American Horror Story.
That's it. You got no siblings? Oh yeah, he was. No sisters.
It was just Buzz and Jeff. Wait, it said four siblings. I'm sorry. Yeah. Two brothers, two sisters.
Like I
Buzz,
said.
Buzz, Jeff, Megan, Lenny, and then Uncle Frank and Aunt Leslie, and then the other kids was their kids.
Yeah.
So six people. Kids in that house, including...
Oh, yeah, seven, my bad.
Including Kevin's five kids in that house in Chicago. Yeah.
You need a big-ass house.
In a good neighborhood.
And they let them have a tarantula. That's crazy. That boy would have grew up to be a school shooter. I don't care what
you say. He definitely a school shooter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was out of control. He didn't listen to nobody.
Nah, he was out of pocket. The movie would have ended real fast if she just beat him after he got smart the first time. If he got the belt at the beginning of that movie, the movie would have been 17 minutes long.
All he wanted was some pizza.
But he did turn around and say how much he hated his family, though.
Oh, he did. I hate their ass too. But also,
Buzz fucked up the play that he was singing the lead in. And then you got your parents laughing at you.
Yeah.
The school laughing at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
We gotta square up now.
And then he did. That's what he did. He pushed him. Yeah. And then he got in trouble. Then they had family court.
That was trash. He didn't deserve that. And they left him. Yeah, the mama was trash. They was trash for leaving that little boy at home. But he had a great time. He was making mac and cheese.
That mac and cheese. I remember thinking that mac and cheese looked good as fuck when he made it.
Until he got robbed, he was having a great time.
He was
Until that part, he
liked that shit too. You see the map he drew
out?
That
is true.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
How old was he supposed to be in that movie?
11?
12? 10?
10?
No more than 10.
He had way... His planning skills were way too advanced.
He was 8 in the first one, 10 in the second one.
He grew up to be Jeffrey Dahmer.
eight is crazy. Musk.
That's what happened.
But then he learned the real meaning of Christmas with his neighbor, and they became all... That part made me... I'm finna cry. Hello. I mean,
That part did it for you?
That part...
when that old white man looked up at the window, that's a Rocky Breaker.
Nah, that's not what got me. In Home Alone 2, with the homeless woman with the pigeon?
Yeah! Oh, you ain't wait.
Oh, the
okay.
pigeon lady.
That pigeon lady scene got me. When
the mom was at the airport dealing with the flight attendant. Please, I deal with that.
Oh, oh my God.
Nah, it's when she came home, man. When she came home and the lighting was all soft and everything, they played that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's all right there. Yeah.
And he over there living his best life? Like,
And he cried? Oh,
they ran to him. Nah, y'all know that in Home Alone 2, they Donald Trump was not supposed to be in Home Alone Troop 2, but because they were using the Trump Tower, he was like, I'll let you use the hotel if you put me in the movie. He finessed his way into that movie.
As you should. It's my place.
Hey, Megan.
And now we're all voting for him.
That's like, I never understood how they got mad when Fresh Prince, when Belle Biv DeVoe was filming in their house and they just wanted to be in the video. Like, let them be in the video.
Yeah.
Y'all in my spot.
Meg, we're talking about best Christmas movie, Home Alone versus A Christmas Story.
Hey, Meg.
What's up, y'all?
Everybody, mom's here. Mom's here. Let's just bring it back in.
I just like A Christmas Story because when they went to go eat at the Chinese restaurant on Christmas Day, they was like, fa-da-da-da-da. That's like my favorite part of the movie.
That was your favorite part, man.
And they said, fa-ra-ra-ra-ra.
Right. I was like, this is so racist.
Meg was like, oh my God, they do it just like us.
No, shut up.
It was accurate, when he chopped the head of the duck off. And it was like, no,
they do be doing that at a Chinese restaurant.
Duck is delicious.
It is.
Meg, look at Roxy's makeup, my
ass. Stop it, leave it alone.
Good. You know, good girl.
Baby, no.
Your face is beat, honey. Why y'all keep embarrassing?
Look, Meg, she got nails on.
Ooh, what? You got your press ons, girl.
I just
turn the camera so Meg can see the nigga that's in your room too.
No, Roxy, show her how you take your shits now.
Oh, like a dog.
Hey, you need to make that your new profile picture.
Somebody will pay for that. Somebody will pay for that.
Yeah, somebody pervert. Will definitely pay for that.
They're pervert. Somebody definitely has asked me to poop on that.
Hey, does everyone here have on pants?
No.
No.
You already knew my answer. I don't know why you asked that.
I was gonna say, everybody here have on pants. Who ain't got no pants on? Lou,
I got on gym shorts.
I got pants on.
Pants
on. Okay. I gotta let it breathe.
It's Brody just a girl. I mean, I have on my pants right now, but I typically don't. I'm just like, why? Brody, we don't like weird.
Brody is a gingerbread man off of Shrek. Oh no, it's Pinocchio.
Pinocchio
off of Shrek that wore the thong.
I'm wearing ladies' underwear.
I'm wearing a thong.
Man, I'm home. You got this shirt on.
Right. This is my house. Welcome.
I hated this dude.
Y'all don't need to see anything going on. Like, this is your parade.
Titty up. Titty up. That's all you need, titty up. Y'all need lower the titty up. What we need.
Every time I get
up.
Dressed for this show, I'm like, I'm just thinking, titty up. What can I do, titty up?
Slide it down.
Titty up.
Oh, look naked. Titty up.
You going down titty. That's different.
Hello. Oh, this has become a different show now.
Crazy.
Yeah, man, before you came, we were having fun. Hurrah.
Shut up to here. Looking like you about to go on a safari for some sausage.
Yeah,
Mike
looks like the neo soul Kevin Simpson or Sammy. He's like, Queen, what you need is some more plants in your life.
Wait, hold on. Is that your house, Mike?
No, it's green screen.
That's the damn lounge.
Is it?
That's your house.
No, it's not. There's a mirror back there.
Right.
That's really good.
You don't see him in the reflection in the mirror?
I saw episode of Chinadu where he had this nice spot and then he was like this.
Mike screenshot that and sent me that. It was like, I want in on this show. I got a new background.
He had me fooled for the longest, Mike, until I was putting my glasses on. I was like, hey man, that ain't real back then.
You thought he was living large.
Listen, Chino don't be doing good. You know, he be on tours and commercials. I was like, yeah.
Damn. Came up.
Until he moved his hand back.
Look, this is the screenshot Mike sent me. He was like, yo, I want in on this show.
I can't see.
Wait, it's coming. Uh-oh. Right, so he sent me this. This is the episode with Chino do. And then he's like, yeah, I got this new background. I'm trying to show this shit off.
Why you got the same outfit on?
I did my outfit.
He's been sitting there waiting the whole time. Like, yeah.
He put so much into that background. He had to sacrifice clothes. You know?
I didn't want to take away from the background.
Yeah. I can get this neon sign or a new shirt.
Real shit. Funny.
He's like, man, I'm just here for the backdrop. I'm just here for the backdrop.
Let's put it to a vote, man. We're going with Christmas Story or Home Alone?
Home Alone.
Home Alone.
Home Alone. Home Alone.
Christmas Story.
Nerd.
Boo!
Ba-da-da-da-da!
Ba-ra-ra-ra-ra!
If anybody ever breaks into my house, I hope they are as dumb and ill-equipped as Marv and... What was the other guy's name?
Sticky Bandits?
The Wet Bandits.
Sticky Bandits or the Wet Bandits?
They were Sticky Bandits at first, then they became the Wet Bandits.
When he started,
they always left the water.
They were Wet Bandits first.
They left the water.
Oh, yeah, they were. My bad.
Then they became Sticky.
Then Sticky Bandits.
What was his? Marv and...
Marv and Merle? No.
Harry.
All right, man. Looks like Home Alone has it on that one. We're going to jump to this next Christmas topic right after this.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Next topic of the day we have, would you rather during the holidays have family visiting versus go visit family? So oh. Would you rather have everybody come to your place and stay a day and one night, or would you rather go to a family member's house and stay a day and a night?
I don't want nobody ruining his background. You know what
I'm saying? Wait, which family member are we talking?
That's a good question.
Whichever family member has the biggest place.
What if I don't like them? Okay, so Okay. I wouldn't mind my family coming over, but that would just be my brother.
Yeah, how many family members are we talking?
We talking at least eight.
Eight? Ooh. What if you don't talk to eight?
But here's the thing, like if your house has been decided to be the house for Christmas, then they're gonna do the dinner over there, they're probably gonna do the presents, and then they always have to do the day after, like the morning after Christmas breakfast.
Just my brother and my daughter. Everybody else dead. So I think either one I will be okay with.
Hey, yo, hold on.
But are they really dead? Or are you dead in your mind?
No, well, some dead in my mind.
Dead to me. Oh, okay.
Both. A little both. But most people, what? To hear, watch your hand up. And I'm like, who gonna come over?
I'm trying to cover my face, nigga, because you can't say shit like that. Like, who and expect me to hold a straight face.
Oh, wait, I got cousins I like. Okay, sorry. I can find eight.
I don't know. You got to clean up. That's the only thing.
You got to think about it. They're going to be peeing on your seat.
This is the thing you got to think about. You either got to clean up before and after, right? Or you got to go to somebody else's house and deal with whatever level of clean they decide is clean.
And I'll be wanting to spend the night. I don't like people talking to me all day.
I'm not packing up my CPAP for nobody's house. My CPAP for hotels. If I got to go somewhere, I'm not spending on it. If I'm
you got to travel with machinery, Tony Stark. I'm not doing all that.
Did you call me Tony Stark?
Yeah. Yo, he probably would be so happy if he could just attach that CPAP to his chest. You gotta take it nowhere. You just turn it on every night.
Let me tell you something. This is how bad. This is such a love-hate relationship with my CPAP because it really makes a difference with my sleeping, right? Mm-hmm. But I hate it so much that I've been trying all of these little things I see on Instagram, just hoping something works, like the little mouth guard thing. There's another one that like has your mouth like open a jar a little bit. There's another one where your tongue sits in the middle so it doesn't fall back. I probably spent no less than $900 on products that I've seen on Instagram to try to help.
So what does the CPAP do? It keeps your mouth open? You need it to keep your mouth open?
With positive air pressure. So basically, it is constantly blowing a small amount of air and it mimics your breathing. But the moment like you stop breathing, like if your tongue relaxes, the muscles in your tongue relax and they start to fall back, that covers your air hole. And so the CPAP will push more positive air pressure. It will push more air to make your tongue react to it. And it'll like the muscles react and go back into its regular position. So that's what the CPAP, it keeps you from like stopping breathing while you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm. So you got a heavy tongue?
It's a lazy tongue. You can't tell from the way I talk?
Is it?
It's a little stupid fat tongue. That's why you can't say no word.
Since you're losing weight.
You can't breathe at night. You got a little stupid fat tongue. How's it to not sleep?
You start the Ozempic on your tongue yet?
Speak with it.
That's what I was going to ask. Not about the tongue, Ozempic, but with
take
the
little
loss.
Ozempic, do a pre and on the tongue and then go to the tummy. Can you split
you know
it
you
up?
Can get your tongue like shaved down, right? That's one thing.
Can you
get lipo on your tongue?
I feel like you can get lipo on everything.
You can get it for real. You can get it. That's what they said.
I think we've strayed away from topic. Let's just get back.
No, BBL.
We talking about this.
That's called a BLT.
Hey, Brody's talking about, fucking
hey,
sniper,
to hear, you
bro.
Know there's a so good. There's a new Brody surgery for that.
He just waits in the rafters and he just waits for a shot and he just takes and it always it's fucking
like,
lands.
Brody, I appreciate the sentiment, but I'll never like to be compared to Hawkeye. You get to be Iron Man, I gotta be Hawkeye, nigga.
You ain't got no power. You ain't got no
power. I was good in the Hawkeye was
immaculate.
He I went to the Renaissance Festival and then came out and said, yeah, you know what? I'm going to fuck around with
Archie. I love Hawkeye. Yeah.
Hawkeye's good.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know no power.
Which was actually a Christmas story, the Hawkeye show.
It was a Christmas story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It did start around that time.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie. I don't care what anybody says. Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yeah. I forgot what the question was. I'm sorry.
The Christmas is, would you rather have family visiting you for Christmas or you go to family's house?
Before you get off the CPAP, I was going to say, did you hear that they got this thing now where you implant like a little thing and then you turn it on at night and it kind of just like buzzes and keeps your tongue forward? Did you think about
that? One. I knew about another one that they implant in your chest and it has like a remote. You could turn it on and off at night, but I'm sure they have new. So the only thing with things like that and all the stuff that I bought on Instagram is none of it's usually covered by insurance. None of it's usually covered. So, and then if it is covered by insurance, like you have to go through like countless hoops to like get it approved or know somebody on the inside. So that's the only thing with stuff like that. Like I would end up having to pay out of pocket for something like that.
Well, you just cut down on your hot dog bill for the month. You should afford it.
Said 75 days.
Yeah, I feel like, Meg, I feel like it's been a while since somebody has told you, fuck you. So I just want to be the person. I want to be the person that's like, girl, fuck you.
What if you're doing with somebody petty in the middle of the night, they turn the little buzzing machine off while you sleep? I don't trust no thing like that, man.
Do you make a sound? Are you going,
hell, I was gonna say that sounds kind of fire. So it's just
like, you a big ass vibrator
dead.
Next to
me.
Nah,
that sounds
man.
Crazy.
Hey, y'all wild, bro.
We're going.
Y'all don't
crazy.
Take my medical condition seriously. And it, hurts put, it hurts
put my
feelings.
We over here trying to find you solutions. Yeah, Tony Stark.
Sleep apnea affects a great population of people in the United States. And I just need y'all to put a little bit more respect on our sleep. You understand me? Shut up, Lou. Mm-hmm. Shut up, Lou, because I already see you got something locked and loaded. Just shut up and just text it to me.
There's a whole lot of people with little stupid fat tongues, huh? Including my husband, my brother, my dad. They all have sleep apnea.
Oh, see, that's the thing. You just
my
feel
daddy
left
has
out.
Sleep apnea.
No, you know what part of the sleep apnea I got? Because it is hereditary. I didn't get the like stop breathing at night snoring part of it. I got the I can't stay awake to drive part of it. Because my dad has all, he got like all the bad parts of sleep apnea. And my brother only has like the bad nighttime part. I got the part, I just can't stay awake and drive.
Did you do a sleep, have you done a sleep study yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I don't have, I don't stop breathing. I don't like snore. I don't do any of that. It's just the, that part of it.
Long distances with driving.
Yeah. And by long distance, I mean like anything over like 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I used to leave the comedy clubs around 1 and be on the way home. And I've almost crashed 3 times on Barm Road.
Oh no.
Like, you know, cause it's dark over there already by the cemetery, you going by the studio, hit it to the 5.
Oh yeah.
Man, I mean, woke up right before I was about to run into the curb in the dirt and shit like that. So I know exactly.
I left the Bay after a show two weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
And drove right home. Drove 6 hours. I was dumb tired.
Yeah. What? You didn't like get sleepy?
I was dumb sleepy. I had 2 Red Bulls. I was blasting my music.
She had to spark up a Tim. She had to spark up a beef and broccoli Tim.
It's not a beef and broccoli Tim.
Go on with your next question, man.
A wood chipper and put it in a blunt.
Go on with your next question, man. What's the answer? Everybody pick an answer.
Well, all right, let's put it to a vote. What y'all want to do? Y'all want family visiting y'all or y'all want to visit family?
I'm go to their house.
I want to visit family.
Yeah, I'm going to go to their house.
Y'all going to stay with family? Everybody say stay with family?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to stay at the crib. I feel like I can stay at the crib and I'll make it uncomfortable so other people want to live, but I'm not.
It's because your CPAP machine. That's the only reason. See, if you didn't have that tongue.
That's a valid reason, though. That's a valid reason.
Nobody wants you to bring that in their crib either.
Just say, you know what?
This hot, this machinery we got wheeling.
You know, my CPAP is very quiet. And I have a travel one. I just don't like taking it.
I don't have enough free plugs for that.
Yeah, how much
either I'm gonna charge my phone or Tahir gonna breathe. Wait, Tahir,
have you ever had the power go out in the middle of the night?
What
not a generator?
My travel one has a battery pack, so if that ever happened, it would still go for like 8 hours.
Oh, praise God.
Okay. Have you ever tried to sleep lately without it?
You say what?
Have you ever tried to sleep lately without your CPAP?
Yeah, I've done it like maybe it was last year. I probably went about a month and a half without using my CPAP. And my sleep was quality for probably like 2/3 of the time. But like the closer I got to that month and a half, the worse it got. I was waking up sleepy and the snoring was starting to get back. So you can make it like without it. But I don't want to question like my ability to drive or anything. And also I don't want to play with my sleep. So like I just do it. So I mean, you know, like if Farron has tried to like get it popping after I put the mask on, I'm like, no, bitch, I got the mask on. Wait until late. You gotta.
That means you can breathe better.
You can't Darth Vader it? Like,
it's more of
that
bang.
Means you can breathe better. What you talking about?
It's more of a bang thing when I.
Yeah, bang it out.
You can pretend you're Tom Cruise in what you call it?
All right, let's go ahead and jump into this next topic right after this.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Last topic of the day for this amazing Christmas episode of Squadcast. We have, would you prefer to have a thoughtful gift versus a $500 gift card?
Ooh.
When you say gift, you're not saying GIF. You're saying GIFT?
Yes. Yes. GIFT.
I knew that. I was just saying that because you sound stupid.
Thoughtful or 500?
How thoughtful is it? Is
yeah, because like... a thoughtful gift could be more than 500, right?
It could, but it could also be, you know, hey, I got you this locket with this picture of your dad that was never in your life, but it's still a picture.
That's
of
not thoughtful. Oh, not thoughtful. I thought you meant thoughtful to me.
Oh, like they just put thought in.
Yeah. I mean, it's thoughtful to you. Is this your dad? I mean, the thoughtful comes from the person, not necessarily.
No, that ain't thoughtful.
Yeah, because that's not thoughtful. Is you got me something that I wanted? Because okay. I just got mad.
I went to Hot Topic and got Roxy a whole bunch of thigh high socks.
She would love that.
That's
thoughtful. Yeah.
That just made me so excited.
See?
I got so many in my thoughtful. Car right now.
But what if you got those? I know exactly what you mean, Lulu.
One time.
Those are called compression socks.
Those are compression socks. Dang. Which it could also be thoughtful, you know?
It's not. Yeah, it depends. Like you said, the thoughtfulness is you got me something that you thought I wanted, not you just put thought in it. Because I had an ex and we got into it because I didn't like his gift. I tried to act like I liked it, but he know I didn't. He got me a jewelry, like a $300 jewelry box. But I don't, he was just like, oh, your jewelry just be everywhere. And I'm like, this is fake jewelry. Why would you give me a $300 jewelry box for me to put some costume jewelry in? I was so mad.
I kind of on his side in this scenario.
That's
stupid. That was thoughtful, though.
A brat.
He ain't think about shit.
$300 for
you could have bought me some jewelry.
But that's the thing. It was thoughtful to you.
To him.
That's not thoughtful.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're guilting her because you're like, well, it's $300. I got you.
That's it. I was pissed. I was so mad.
That's like if I bought to hear a CPAP poster in the car. I want that. He need it, but he might not want it.
He might
like
not
if I
want
got
it.
To hear a bib mad. That said Glizzy Gobbler, right?
He would love that.
That's thoughtful for me.
But maybe he don't need that.
He would like that. That's the chance that you take if you accept the thoughtful gift versus the gift card. Yeah. I thought Mike would like the blouse I got him from H&M. It was leopard print. It had big buttons on it. I was like,
"This is so cool, like that."
It was like, you know, Mike liked either tight or flowy. It was a nice little flowy blouse.
You thought I would like it, but when you brought it to me,
yeah.
Hey, what the shirt do? Do the shirt again?
Did you do the shirt?
I like the shirt. Do I get to pick where the gift card, or they pick where the gift card?
It'd just be like a Visa gift card or
anything. Give me that, run that.
But a thoughtful gift could also be like Mike, I know that you like records, like I like records. It was like, yo, I'm moving, I can't take this with me. I'm gonna give you my record collection because I know you appreciate it, and I know you're gonna make good use of it. So a thoughtful gift could also be that, and that might not be something he was necessarily warning for, because like collecting is expensive and you also have to have the space for it. But ain't no nigga gonna turn down 400 records, and it's of the genre of music that you fuck with too. So it's a chance either way it go. It's a gamble.
I do like a thoughtful gift. I just like to cry. So I like when people give me stuff that's gonna make me cry. So if it's gonna make me cry, I like it.
So you can just, like,
say you gotta be
touch
a
your knees
type
and that.
What you say?
Nothing.
Would you say, nah, say it back, thick tongue. What was that?
Say it, thick tongue.
Run it back.
Come on, TT.
Whatever you said.
Relax, Lou.
Not TT. No, I was going to say, it takes a really, like, a special person to be a good, thoughtful gift giver. Right, because I feel like I'm not good like that. But I have people in my life that they're so. I'm like, yo, you remember I said that? Like, yeah, I know you mentioned, but I'm like, you're a really good gift giver. I feel like I've never been that way.
You got to care about
having a good gift giver.
Yeah. You haven't, Meg.
You got to have a heart.
Meg would get you like a new box of Tupperware. You'd be like, I'm staying on somebody's couch. Why the fuck?
So when you go couch surfing to somebody else's couch, you can take your food with you.
Valid.
I don't have a place for this. I'm keeping my clothes under the
couch.
Now
I'm just bringing Tupperware in these people's house, mixing my Tupperware with their dishes, not a man.
Yeah, if you bring Tupperware to somebody's house, that means it gives the energy like, I don't want y'all fucking with my food, but also I live here, so respect my food.
Yeah, you can only do takeout if you're staying at somebody's house.
Facts.
You can't have home. You can't be cooking food and having Tupperware. Like,
they come in, they ready to cook dinner. Like, wait.
Having Tupperware means that you intend on staying there for another meal.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going
to
be here again.
I'm going to reheat this food when I continue to be here later.
Come on, Hawkeye, let's go.
$500.
What is that? He over here brushing his hair with the arrow.
Who's the person giving me the gift? Is it a rando?
Somebody you know.
Because I think that's to match point. It depends on who
doing it. Why don't we do thoughtful gift from a family member and $500 gift card from a friend?
Ooh, okay. Wait a minute. That changes it a bit.
Does it?
For me?
Because mom's thoughtful gifts don't never hit the spot. Like, every time.
What she get you, Lou? What she get you?
Like, she be leading me. Like every time she go to Panama, right? Like, she always come back with stuff. She like, oh, I got you something you're going to love. You're going to love it. Oh, my God. When I start, I just started. I had to get it. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. And then she gives it to me. I'm like, this is what you was hyping up like. Like, it was a bandana. I was like, this bandana?
Thanks. It was I can't pick the family member. It's just a random family.
It has the wrong colors, too.
Yes. Okay. It's a koozie.
It was like, koozies be pissing me off. It had like the Panamanian, like type of decor that we have. And she was like, I knew you were just going to wear it. I was like, Mom, am I wearing this? Like, this is crazy. Like, what are you doing?
You ain't wearing it.
My dad got me peanut brittle and testaments. Ooh. Before one Christmas. Y'all know what testaments are? They're mints that have a cross in the middle.
Yeah, my grandma was a Sunday school teacher. I used to tear them.
That was my Christmas
up.
Present.
What kind of mints?
Gave us scratch.
They just mints with
mints.
They just mints with scriptures on it.
I can top that, Meg. I've already told you this. One year from my birthday, I think it was my 14th birthday, 14th or 15th. My mom got me a stick of Power Stick deodorant, which was a deodorant that the dollar store,
Mm-hmm. I remember this story.
She gave me a stick of deodorant and her favorite artist's favorite CD. So she gave me Tenderness Live, the live cut for my birthday at 15.
My 15th birthday, my sister blindfolded me and was like, I got a surprise for you. I was mad hype. And then she was like, all right, open your eyes, took the blindfold off. It was a goldfish. It was a whole goldfish. Like, you blindfolded me for a goldfish? Yeah,
the blindfold wasn't needed for the goldfish.
For a goldfish? In a plastic bag?
You ingrate. You're so ungrateful. Look at that. Your mama got you some old school music, and look at you now. That's all you listen to. You love music. You're not musty no more. You smell really good. See, your mama helped you.
That deodorant actually broke me out because it was the jail deodorant. And the jail stick always broke my arms out. So I couldn't.
Okay, she ain't know you had stupid skin. Okay.
That's how he got them freckles.
Some mutation from the dollar store deodorant.
That's a war. You need to put that on one of those ads at 2 a.m. Hey, have you been using dollar store deodorant? You too can file for a claim for freckles.
They have Older Spice.
My daddy used
older
to make
spice?
Older
Spice. Older Spice. It's an Older Spice.
What was that? Oh, my
technically, Eldero was an old school music.
Anyway. Mix CDs. He would burn us mix CDs at work. He was not supposed to be doing that.
Who?
My daddy. He would be. I used to
That's
love
thoughtful.
Him. It would be fire. He would every birthday holiday we get a mixed CD with some music on there. It would be fire.
Where was he working at? That he was just using
University of Houston. He was not supposed to be doing that.
What class was he teaching?
DJ Roxy's dad.
African American Studies.
Copyright.
That is so funny. He had to have been African American studies.
How to bootleg 101.
Oh, damn.
Yo, daddy making mixtape.
Yo, everyone would have Air Force Ones on there, though. I don't know why. Every mix CD would have Air Force.
That was his shit. That was his shit.
Number one, too.
Like, nah, all right, let's put it to a vote, man. What are we going with? We're going with the thoughtful gift. We're going with the $500 gift card.
We're going with the thoughtful.
Thoughtful.
Gift card me, baby.
Gift card.
Blue face, baby. Gift card's got it on that one, man. And that has been another amazing episode of Squadcast. We want to thank our special guests for pulling up. We got Brandon Brody, Mike Dam, Roxy Hayes. Shout out to the OG squad. We got Lulu Gonzalez. I'm to hear more. And Meg School pulling up on the second round. We appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Happy holidays to you. We'll see you next time on another episode of Squadcast. Peace, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.